Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Quinn speaking with the media, giving some updates. Sounds like on Gervonta Jean-Baptiste, they are hoping that he will be back this season. They didn't rule him out for the rest of the year, but they said it's going to be a long while. So that's a pec injury. Could be the John Allen timeline where right before the end of the year, he's back, hopefully. They did not put him on season-ending injured reserve or say in the press conference today that his season's over. More detail to come there. And then on Jaden Daniels, there was apparently some kind of breakthrough on Saturday, it sounds like, where he got a lot done and they liked what they saw. Quinn on Daniels, strong workout Saturday. They'll go through, quote, the whole process this week medically. How he feels and how he practices will make the decision. They did, somebody, whether it was the agent side or the team side, leaked to Ian Rappaport over the weekend that Daniels is expected to play against the Chargers barring a setback. You've started to see that momentum, not to mention the videos of him running around at practice this week. It all points to, with another 7 days, he should absolutely be able, theoretically, to be on the field against the Chargers.
That's certainly the hope, right? I mean, you know, welcome back on the road against a really good defense that has, you know, played well through a handful of games. But yeah, I mean, they need some kind of fix, some kind of jolt after this past week. This past weekend was a real downer to me. Again, I just think the way they lost matters so much. Had it been the offense didn't quite have enough because no Terry McLaurin and, you know, no Noah Brown and everybody's limited and, you know, it's the best we could do with the limited things. Had they lost a close game to a desperate team, you go, all right, just the way they gave up so damn much and just had no answers for Atlanta. Now you go, please hurry back, Jaden, and help and fix all of it like you did last year.
And I have not disagreed with much of what you've said on any of this. I'm kind of almost playing devil's advocate today because I think it is necessary and someone needs to this early in the year. After the Packers game, everyone thought, oh my God, they're terrible. And they come back and they destroy the Raiders at home, right? Well, the Panthers won 30-0 last week.
Mm-hmm.
They got annihilated this week by the New England Patriots.
I mean, destroyed.
The Falcons get shut out and then almost score 40 a week later. The league is quirky. Like, week to week, things change.
Especially early.
Yep. Absolutely. Because it's early. I mean, if it's December, I feel like we got a pretty good beat on this thing. But yeah, that's my point. It's 3-4 weeks in, and I like the Chargers matchup a heck of a lot more than I did 36 hours ago. I don't necessarily think they should be favored. They shouldn't on the road. The Chargers do have a good defense. Justin Herbert has been the man, but they just lost to the Giants. They're without their starting tackles. Their offensive line is a walking wounded. This is a winnable football game, and if Daniels is back and he's healthy and he's out there, there's no reason Washington shouldn't be able to go on the road and try to get a big win if they are who we thought they were, to take some Denny Green parlance and use it here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.